Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's very own Eats.
This is a fresh episode of Chicago's very own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Mike Piff. On this episode, Bill Jacobs from Peace Pizza. Who doesn't love Peace Pizza? It's fantastic. Brought some pizzas by. We'll talk about what's going on over at Peace, the whole Chicago pizza scene. They made it to our Pizza Madness bracket. Didn't do as well as they were hoping for, so we get into that a little bit as well. Mike, how are you? Have you had anything good to eat lately?
You know, I've had a few good things to eat, but I think you've had better things to eat. Welcome back from Italy, man.
Yeah, it was a wonderful trip. We saw a lot. We ate a lot. We drank a lot. We spent a lot of time in Sorrento along the coast, which was a lot of seafood. The clams down there are unbelievable. The mussels, some of the best fish I've ever had. Swordfish was just it was like butter. It was fantastic. Ooh. A lot of pizza. And then when we got to Rome, that's kind of your classic pastas, red sauce, cheese, meat, all that good stuff. So there is one dish that I do want to try to replicate at some point. We had this in Rome. This was our farewell dinner. Shout out Steve Bertrand Travel, by the way. It's almost like a big lasagna noodle. I don't think it's necessarily lasagna noodle, but it's a bigger noodle, and they kind of wrap it up almost into the shape of a flower, and then they stuff it with eggplant and cheese and red sauce, and then top it with a little bit more cheese, and then that sits on top of a pesto sauce. Maybe the best thing I had in our trip to Italy, but it is a wonderful place. We saw all the things you would want to see when visiting, and the food and people were incredible. So
you were living my dream vacation. I was living vicariously through you with your social media posts, and it was like a real-life version of that Stanley Tucci show. You were fantastic.
Awesome. Searching for Italy?
Yes.
Didn't they cancel that show? I guess you never found Italy.
Yeah, he didn't find enough of it.
That was a good show.
That was a good binge watch. Yeah,
it is a good binge watch. Italy was fantastic, and I could send you some pictures if you want to put them on the website.
I was really hoping we could do that.
Hundreds of photos from the trip to Italy. So yeah, we'll post that gallery if you want to check it out. But like we said, we did talk with Bill Jacobs from Peace Chicago. Here's our conversation. Now joining us on Chicago's very own Eats in studio, Bill Jacobs, owner of Peace Pizza, which is in Wicker Park, over 20 years now, correct, Bill?
Yes.
You guys have been around?
22 years, July 27th.
I want to start with this question, kind of a loaded general question. Let's put aside styles of pizza. Let's put aside the cities and regions of pizza. What makes a great pizza?
It really starts with the crust. And ours is modeled after Sally's Pizza in New Haven, the pizza that I grew up eating. And it is simply the best. And I remember growing up, my dad said this is the best pizza in the world. But it is all about the crust. Yeah. And it's not about how many toppings you put on. It's about being able to get that crunch, get that chew, and really taste what you're eating.
Yeah, and the ratio, I think, factors in, right? Because you can have the New Haven like you guys do, and we can get into New Haven and the origin of that style for you and where you grew up and all of that. But even like a deep dish, you don't want too much crust and too little sauce and too little cheese. I'm all about the ratio. And I think you can really make it all work depending on where you decide to go with the cheese, the sauce, the toppings, and, of course, the crust.
Absolutely. It is about the balance.
How are things at Peace? It is a large space. We are fully out of a very rough time for restaurants. What is it like at Peace? And I'm sure during the pandemic, you guys were probably doing pretty well, I would assume, in terms of takeout and things like that. But are you guys back to 100% completely normal over at Peace?
We are. We are. And, you know, COVID was an interesting experience for all of us, you know, and Peace is an established brand, pizza and beer was well suited for takeout and delivery. So yes, we did okay during that time, and we're doing well today, fortunately.
You guys have been around for over 20 years at this point. How many pizzas do you think you've pushed out in that time? Any guess?
Let's see, in 22 years?
This is that McDonald's.
I know, right? I'm sure that
99 million pizzas sold. Well, what do you guys do in a typical week? How many pizzas are you guys moving?
That's a very good question. We go through about 4,000. I know this for a fact because we put the stickers from Paws on the boxes of Pets Are Worth Saving, animal shelter. And we just go through so many of these stickers. So, you know, we have a significant delivery and takeout business.
And talk about what you guys do with Paws.
So we have these collaborations. This year we did it with Hot Dog and Barry Sorkin from Smoke, Matthias Merges from Mordecai and Billy Sunday, and of course Rick Bayless. And each of them created a pizza, and we gave a couple of $5 from each pizza for the first couple months to Paws. And then with Rick Bayless, Bayless donated his tomatillo sauce. We got other sponsors for that last month, and we gave $10 from every pizza. We had a couple matches, and we ended up giving $28,000 over 3 months to Paws. So we're very proud of that.
We talk quite a bit, whether it's with at-home cooks or chefs or local business owners, how much collaborations continue to grow in this city. And I love it, seeing iconic brands come together. I mean, you mentioned Rick Bayless and Hot Dogs and all of that. Manny's, who we've talked to many times, has done plenty of collaborations. Typically, the collaborations, one, they're fun for the customers. Two, I'm sure fun for you guys. And three, they almost always are for a cause, to raise money for something. But I think when you look at the collaborations, and they seem to be popping up all the time, I think it gives you a great idea of what the restaurant industry and the dining industry is in Chicago, where... Look, I'm sure you might have some competition, but I think everybody's kind of in it together here in Chicago, which is one of the dining capitals of the world.
Oh, without question. And it keeps it. It's fun. It's interesting. And we're doing good things. You know, for us, it started back with an idea of putting honey butter fried chicken on our pizza.
My absolute favorite.
It's so good. It's so great. And who doesn't love fried chicken? Who doesn't love pizza? Who the hell wouldn't enjoy fried chicken?
Seems like
on
a perfect
pizza?
Combo to me, yeah.
So I contacted my friend Josh and Christine on Honey Butter Fried Chicken. I said, let's put the chicken on the pizza. And they said, absolutely. And let's pick out a beneficiary for this. And they chose Pilot Light Chefs. And for 5 years, that was the beneficiary of the program. It just grew from there. We had Steph Izard the next year, and then, of course, Hot Dog got involved.
You came into our studio here on the 18th floor. Yeah. The bosses are on the 17th floor. and, yes, we are spoiled here. I know the listeners can't see it, but we have great views here. And you mentioned when you came in, just looking out of the views, how there's moments where I think all of us pause and we're like, look how great of a city we live in, how incredible it is. It's kind of like asking a musician what they like to listen to, and not to plug other restaurants. You brought us your wonderful pizza here, but when you want pizza other than Peace Pizza, where are you going in this wonderful city to enjoy pizza?
There are two places that I love, and one is Coal Fire, and Dave is a friend of mine. And once in a while, I'll have a Pequot's pie. It's a different animal.
How much pizza does a pizza owner eat?
Quite a bit.
every day.
You know,
and you're in great shape.
Yeah, as I like to say, I work out to eat.
Okay, yeah. I understand that.
That is my modus operandi. You have to be able to consume and shed it off. So
yeah, Mike wanted to ask you, Peter Skoronski.
Yeah, that's right.
Current Northwestern star,
current Tennessee Titan. He hosted his NFL draft party at Peace, and I want to know, kind of take us like behind the scenes. One, how did it come together?
Sure.
Two, what was that experience like?
Sure. Well, Peter's folks, Bob and Ann, are partners of mine in the restaurant.
That's awesome.
So, and I've known Bob, his father, for many years. He played ball at Yale, and I grew up in New Haven. And my dad and his family are friends. Are from Derby, and his uncle Gene still practices law in the New Haven area. My dad knows Gene. So the Skronskis and Jacob's family have been friends for years. So when Bob heard about this, you know, I asked him if he wanted to get involved. He said, absolutely. That's how it started. So Peter's christening party was at Peace.
Wow.
So, you know, Bob called me. He said, Peter wants to have his draft party at Peace. Which is pretty incredible because
I too want my draft party at Peace.
Your draft party should be at Peace. Peter was, you guys probably know this, he was the only draftee to not go to the draft in Kansas City. He wanted to enjoy it, experience it with his friends and his family at Peace, which was a thrill for us. And it is testimony to the type of person that he is.
I love that. Full circle. What do you know what his favorite kind of pizza is from Peace Pizza? Well, what were you guys serving up there?
You
night?
Know, I got to tell you, I wasn't there because I was out of the country.
Oh.
And I so wish that I was there. I got the pictures, got the notes, and it was done. You know, it was very hush-hush because he didn't want the media in there. He wanted to enjoy it. He wanted to take the phone call. He had his agent there. Pat Fitzgerald was there. The I've cats. Seen the pictures. We've got the pictures. You guys have seen the pictures by now.
That's great. Let's talk about the style of pizza, New Haven.
Mm-hmm.
Explain New Haven. What do you love about it? It's obviously a big hit here in Chicago. Chicago, us Chicagoans will typically argue about thin tavern style versus deep dish. What we're known for, we're typically known for our deep dish, but most of us Chicagoans typically eat tavern style pizza. You know, our pizza, our Friday night pizza, we're likely going to get a thin crust, but we are known for our deep dish. But I think where Chicago is at right now, you can kind of get any style of pizza you want right now, which is great. More pizza, the better.
Yeah.
New Haven Pizza. Explain it to the listeners. What do you love about it?
You know, it's all about that crust. It's having a great chew, great crunch, being able to pick it up with your hands, no fork, no knife, no utensils needed. Fold it and enjoy it. And then again, it's not about how many toppings you put on. You don't want to add too many. Pick it up in your hand, fold it, enjoy it. And that's it, you know. It's sauce to the edge. It's the right amount of cheese, of mozzarella. We use an aged Pecorino Romano. So you're getting some really nice cheese, some nice flavors. And we're using, of course, high-end toppings. You know, we, of course, got Hot Dogs Atomic,
that's
which
so
I brought
good.
To
we
you
tried
guys.
Some before we got going. We're I highly using, recommend.
Yeah, as those pepperoni, curly cups of pepperoni. You know, and you know, if you're not a meat eater, you could get it vegetarian style. You get a vegan if you like. But it is about the crust. We have a 24-hour fermentation, and the dough has to rise the right way. Every pizza is hand-formed. Every dough is pulled out that way. You don't want to destroy the gluten in that dough. You have to pull it out the right way to get the right crust, the right texture. And that's what it's all about.
No corner cutting. I love
no
that.
No corner cutting.
And they're cut.
They are cut. They're you know, cut. You know what's funny? I was just in Italy, and all of the pizzas I had, except maybe one, they don't cut the pizzas for you.
Yeah,
we were right. cutting our own pizzas, right. which is not a problem, but you cut it with a fork and knife. You cut a little pie slice, a little wedge. But I found that interesting. They rarely slice their pizzas and then give it to the customer in Italy for whatever
reason.
Let me
ask you this. If you're from Chicago in Italy, are you slicing your pizza in squares?
No. I was over there. I was doing pie cut in Italy. I think it would have looked ridiculous if I was sitting at an Italian bistro cutting squares.
For you.
So, but pizza really is one of the most polarizing subjects out there.
It's polarizing because people are passionate about it, but I also think it's at the other end of the spectrum. It also, everybody loves pizza, right? So, like, if you were going to throw a party and you told everybody you're having pizza, everybody is excited, but I think it's regional. You were in our Pizza Madness bracket, which just went insane, like the amount of clicks and
I
views.
Know all about
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
well,
we could.
My that.
Yes, you
and
did.
I'm like, WTF.
Well, I think you guys got bounced in what, the second round?
I know you reached out and you said Pats had beaten you, and I'm like, I didn't want it to go that way.
Yeah.
You know,
it was a huge hit. We will you'll have to find a way to get Peace deeper into the bracket.
Yeah.
It is, though. I think pizza becomes polarizing because it's one where you're from, right? Like, you're from the East Coast, we're from Chicago, so we have our styles of pizza, and then it's a neighborhood thing, right? Mm-hmm. So it's just the region, then neighborhoods, everybody has their go-to Friday night pizza spot, or for family parties, those are the pizza you ordered. So people get passionate, right? They get territorial. This is the best pizza. This is the Absolutely. One I love, which I think is great.
And remember, a lot of it is nostalgia. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of people think, okay, I grew up in St. Louis eating Emo's Pizza, and it's the best stuff in the world.
And then we go there, like, what is this?
but your experience as a kid really influences your perception.
Pizza is something, right? Everybody loves pizza. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, I know another part of the piece story is kind of this rock and roll background. Rick Nielsen is one of your partners. I'd love to know more about how that relationship came together. But also, you know, we got the announcement this week that the Foo Fighters are coming to town, and they're big fans of Peace as well. So just kind of want to know a little bit more about that and how that came together.
Well, you know, I built the business plan, and I was raising money, and of course back then it was 2000, and people were making a lot of money in the markets. Like, I'm getting rejected right and left. You know, it's like, why would I put money into restaurant? Why would anyone put money into restaurant in the first place?
Yeah,
you know, let alone when you can make a lot of money off of internet stocks. You know, so I'm getting rejected, and I'm shaking all trees. I played ultimate frisbee. Sport I was very passionate about and still am, and I was captaining my summer league team. And granted, I was shaking all trees, and I made an announcement to my team. I said, "Listen, I've got a new concept that I'm working on, and I'm raising money for it." I had just had years in the bagel business. My brothers and I moved from the East Coast to Chicago to bring bagels. Sold the company, fortunately, and moved on to this. I made the announcement. I said, "Listen, if any of you know of people with money who might be interested in a restaurant investment, please let me know." And a woman on my team, Joy Byrne, spoke up and said, "I've got a friend who might be interested." I called her on it, and she put me in touch with her friend David Anderson in Rockford, and I sent him the business plan. David showed it to his friend Rick Nielsen. And Rick's like, "This is very interesting." The two of them came and we met, and you know, the rest is history.
I love it.
Yeah, and Rick's been a great partner. The funny story is that, you know, and Rick is absolutely the best. You know, I am happy to defer to him as the front man of Peace because he should be. He's a much better front person.
No,
you know,
I don't know. You're pretty amazing.
Yeah, thank you. But Rick is just the best. He's been the best partner, and anytime I need something, he's there for us.
Yeah, and I know that we were just talking before the interview started that you are the voice of the Peace social media experience. Mm-hmm. How important has social media been for your business, and you know, what is your day to day running your social media channels?
I'm on it all the time, and I'm posting constantly. I'm posting stories to Instagram. Please follow us at Peace Chicago on Instagram and on Facebook. And those are images that I take, I post, I put copy to, and I'm always posting stories and periodically posting, making posts.
Yeah.
Today we did one for a contest for Riot Fest. They're friends of ours.
Yeah.
So we're giving away tickets to Riot Fest.
Instagram is just perfect for the restaurant industry. I mean, I don't work in it, but I just I follow so many restaurants and chefs, and I see the pictures and what they're creating and some of the behind the scenes stuff too. Mm-hmm. It makes you want to go there.
Absolutely.
It's a perfect advertising tool.
It is the greatest vehicle.
Yeah.
Let's jump back 20 years, but when there was print ad, and we would have to pay for ads that usually didn't get seen.
You can, if you want, radio is a wonderful tool.
Yes,
if you'd like to come live on the radio.
But what a great vehicle it is for businesses to be able to go on there and get free
exposure. And
it
makes you hungry. I look at the pizza.
Does.
I'm like, I gotta go get some pizza.
I posted something to our Facebook page. Our cover shot is of this beautiful pizza. I'm like, this is bomb, man. And I put it up there. It is so beautiful. Go to that Facebook page and see
definitely.
It. It's outstanding.
The name.
Yes.
Where did that come from? What's the root there?
So I took the concept of pizza and beer to Jim Furr, who did all the advertising for Jacobs Brothers, the bagel company. I said, "Jim, this is a concept. Can you create an identity?" So he was at Lear Burnett, and he and his buddy Scott worked on this. And they came up with this, which is, you know, it's kind of smart. You know, it looks like a slice of pizza. It looks like a peace sign.
Mm-hmm.
It's got that double entendre going. and the name Peace. And we were, you know, it was available. No one had ever used it, which is kind of remarkable because it's it's so smart in its simplicity.
Mm-hmm. It's a name that sticks, Peace Pizza. Yes. Everybody knows the name.
Right.
Peace Pizza.
Yeah.
What else is going on? Anything else you want to plug about your fantastic pizzeria? It is a brewery, too.
Yes.
Let's talk about the beer a little bit.
Sure.
Just give us a rundown on what you guys got going on there.
So we've won 29 medals at the World Beer Cup and Great American Beer Festival
big deal.
Over
no
the
big
years.
Deal at all. No big deal,
exactly. Which makes us the most award-winning brew pub in Chicago.
Wow.
And
wow.
Honored to say that. You know, our old brewer Kyle Weimer is back. Kyle is just brewing some incredible beers. They are on point. They are clean. They are delicious. I brought you a few, by the way.
Thank
brought you.
You
a few.
We will sample.
Yes. And he's just the best. He's such a pleasure to be around. He's a great marketer. Unfortunately, we lost our brewer, Jonathan, last year. He passed away.
Oh,
Jonathan Cutler was outstanding. And he put Peace on the map for our beers. So Kyle was Jonathan's assistant, and Kyle and Jonathan won a few awards not that long ago, maybe about 4 years ago. So
yeah.
It is incredible. Also, the breweries in Chicago, right? Like, I mean, we talk about the pizza, but there's obviously no shortage of breweries in this town. So for you to win that many awards, I'm sure you're very proud of that, to stand out among some of the great breweries in America.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you look at what's happened with beer, and it's not unlike what's happened with pizza here in Chicago.
Yeah.
You know, we've got this growth, this proliferation, which has just been incredible for everyone that lives in this city.
You are welcome here anytime, of course. We thank you for the pizzas. If there's anything else you'd like to plug about Peace, feel free. But we're thrilled to have you in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it.
Great seeing you guys.
All right, big thanks again to Bill Jacobs for joining us on the latest edition of Chicago's Very Own Eats. That pizza is fantastic, Mike.
It's incredible.
Hadn't had in a while, hit the spot. Very, very good. Thanks to Bill. For Mike Piff, I'm Kevin Powell. Thanks for listening to Chicago's Very Own Eats.